You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping it up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Dog Pound. Browns first and 10 is inspiring fans all over. 50,000 fans have made the pledge to give 10 hours of volunteering in their community last year, along with tons of Browns players. Have you? Take the pledge to give 10 and make your community better by signing up on ClevelandBrowns.com. Help move your community forward. Wear your orange wristband to show your commitment to give 10. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here. Let's bring in our producer, Dave DiNatale, and go inside the mailbag on this Mailbag Wednesday. Dino, what you got?
Yeah, you can tweet the show at Browns_daily using that hashtag AskCBD. And let's start first with Matt Paul, guys, at MattPaul11. Guys, do you think we'll ever see E.J. Bibbs this year with the lack of playmakers at tight end?
I think it's a good possibility. The question out of production from Rob Hausler will, I believe, open the door for a coach to say, why not? And have Hausler potentially be down 1 week and have EJ be up. And then, you know, based on how comfortable he is in that week's game plan, is he featured and get opportunities to showcase that on Sunday?
I'd love to see Bibbs. I mean, if Hausler's only going to play six snaps for you, why not give Bibbs an opportunity to get involved in the pass-catching game? You know, I've already said what I would do at tight end position with Dre. That's not going to happen, so there's no point even talking about anymore. I think what's going to end up being very interesting this week is to see what happens. Justin Gilbert's no longer on the injury report.
Okay.
So is Justin Gilbert going to be active this week, or is he going to be a healthy scratch? And if he's not a healthy scratch, who's your healthy scratch at corner? Does Pierre Desir all of a sudden, even though we all know he's light years ahead of Justin Gilbert on the field, does he sit down?
You have a win now mentality. I think you dress Pierre Desir and you healthy scratch Justin Gilbert.
Or do we say we're not going to get into that and you end up dressing seven corners?
I think you need every asset you can get on game day, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. At some point, and I'm sure Mike Pettine after a victory doesn't mind talking about why Justin Gilbert was a healthy scratch for the football game based on where he was drafted. You're celebrating the 50 or the 46 that went out there and worked their tails off to get a victory. That's all that really matters. He'll have that conversation until he's blue in the face, as long as he's getting victories.
Yes.
All right, guys, from Chris Lee at Clee Verizon. Are the Browns using Cam Irving on some of those offensive plays as like the extra tight end on offense to possibly set up a goal line pass play in the future, a la J.J. Watt?
I would doubt it. Anytime that he is brought in, what they're saying is it's that max protection opportunity where we might have only a two or three man route. And we're expecting, at that type of situation on the football field, some type of, extra blitz, but whatever it is, we want to shore the pocket up the best we can for Johnny Manziel to have enough time to make some type of throw down, or in this case, it was Johnny Manziel, but, or Josh McCown to make a throw beyond 10 yards where they're going to have to take out a gun, either a 5 or 7 step drop and deliver the football down the field. And by bringing in Cam, in the offensive minds, it's let's take Barnage or Dre out of it and put a guy that we know that can block an edge rusher in this case.
So you're saying who are we going to use like J.J. Watt?
Cam
Irving.
I mean,
we're not setting it up.
That was
why we bring him in is to solidify the pass blocking, not to
run blocking.
Yeah, exactly.
In theory, a guy like that should be able to dominate the edge,
dominate an outside linebacker.
Yes,
yes, so as opposed to Barnage or Dre, you know, struggling with a guy.
Right. All right. Well, you heard it from Mike Pettine. Josh McCown gives us the best chance to win. Now they're encouraged by what they've seen with Johnny Manziel, but it will be Josh McCown under center for the Browns when they take on the Oakland Raiders, because the focus is squarely on what is the best for Sunday and Sunday alone, and that's why Josh McCown is your starter. We want to thank Bob Holtzman for coming up and joining us here in the Dog Bowl today. Got to thank our producer, Dave DiNatale, and of course, Matt Wilhelm. Thanks for holding the show down for a while without me, brother.
That's what I do, man.
That's what you do. A professional. A jack of all trades.
A pro.
He's a pro, ladies.
I'm trying.
He's a pro. He's a pro, folks. All right, that'll do it for us today. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.